Welcome back to Nanodosing. Nanodosing is the little brother, the kid brother of macrodosing. Comes out every Thursday, about 15, 20-ish minutes of voicemails, discussions, taking content from you guys because we do love you guys. And as Billy said on Tuesday's show, we have the same brain. You guys share a brain with us. All one brain, right?
It's all one song.
It's all one song. You share a brain with us. We've got the squad here. Coley is doing other things with his family, so he's not able to be on this podcast. But we got everybody else ready to take on your voicemails and your questions. You had some good ones for us last week, so very much looking forward to see what you guys have today.
And if you want to call in, the number is 347-560-0401. It's also our Twitter header now. It's the Big T Billboard. So, yeah, you guys are awesome. But I will start it off with this one.
Hey, all you handsome guys. This is Kyle calling from the home of the unsinkable Molly Brown, Denver, Colorado. My quick hypothetical question is, if someone donated blood and that person at the time of giving blood was hammered drunk and then that blood was given to someone else without being clean first, would that person then become drunk as well? Let me know your guys' thoughts on this. Thank you.
So I don't know. I think it would 100% have to do with how much blood, and then you would have to do like the physics conversion of dilution. You know what I'm saying?
I think the answer is just yes, it would get the other person drunk. If the person was drunk and then that blood had alcohol in it and you put that blood in somebody else's system, the next person would have – it would get diluted in their bloodstream for sure, because it's not all their blood is the drunk blood, but it's mixing in with their sober blood. But yeah, you could definitely get buzzed from that.
But if you put like – let's say you were piss drunk 0.2, gave blood, and 0.20 –
yeah,
gave blood, and they take a liter, then when you give someone a liter of blood, their BAC might not even be 0.01.
Yeah, but they might be buzzed. Yeah.
They wouldn't be as drunk as you,
but they would.
You would definitely get alcohol in their system, but yes, probably nowhere close to amount enough to.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I would say no. I would say no.
You think the blood takes away the alcohol eventually?
Well, the amount of alcohol you have to drink in order to get drunk to where you can detect it in the blood wouldn't be near the amount that the blood holds.
I think – so when it says like the 0.20, that means that what, 2% of your blood is alcohol? Is that what that means? What's the conversion rate on that?
It's point – so 0.01% is 0.01% of your blood.
Okay, so if it's at 0.20, it means that 20% of your blood is alcohol.
No, it's 20% of 1% of your blood.
Okay.
So it's very minuscule.
But I've heard from like first responders that respond to accidents and stuff that if somebody's really, really drunk and they get into a bad accident and bleed all over the place, that you can smell the booze inside in their blood. That might be them lying to me, but
yeah,
I've heard that.
It sounds like an anecdote, but it could be right? It could be just him breathing too.
Well, you sweat out. When you smell like booze, especially when you're like sweating it out. Because mm-hmm. that's pure alcohol.
Yeah, Billy's right. BAC of 0.10 equals 0.10% or 0.1%. You're right. Billy's right. So
someone maybe took an alcohol safety class recently.
Yeah, was that mandatory?
Mandatory, you know, mm-hmm. college stuff.
All right. Yeah, so I think the answer is you could get buzzed, but the other person would have to be like dangerously, dangerously close to death in order to also get drunk.
Let's check out the highest BAC ever. 1.48 BAC by an unnamed Polish man, of course.
Legend.
Yeah, well, he caused a car accident that caused several injuries.
Oh.
So. But Poland's got the highest alcoholism rate of anywhere. They like booze.
Is there booze. A reason? Is this a cultural thing? Is there a reason?
Coping with depression. The Russians.
Yeah, the Russians.
Being between Germany and Russia has sucked for thousands of years. Like, you're getting conquered by one set of people, then another set of people, then another set of people. You're just like a battleground.
Also just abundant potatoes. So you got to do something with them.
Make vodka.
Make vodka. Good question, though. Yeah, so the answer is you can't get drunk. You can get buzzed. Getting drunk would be tough. Person would have to be Polish.
1.48, Jesus.
Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? My name is Chauncey from Kansas City. We're going to open it out. So this question is for Arian. Would you give up one of your Pro Bowls to be the first person to find irrefutable proof of one of the cryptids you guys talk about? And which cryptid would it be? Thanks. Love the show. See you guys.
Did you hear that all, Arian?
I kind of cut out at the end. What did he say?
Okay, so basically,
give one of your Pro Bowls and what?
Give up? Would you? I think this is an easy answer from you, but would you give up one of your Pro Bowls in order to have irrefutable proof of a cryptid that we talked about? And what cryptid would it be?
Oh yeah, I give up all four of my Pro Bowls.
I was gonna say, I feel like that question should be all of them to be even remotely.
I'll give up.
Yeah,
all
I figured
four
you wouldn't care about one.
I go all four of them shits if any of them shits was proven to be true.
And wait, are you saying that like you would discover it, or is this just?
Yeah, of course I have to be involved in it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
get,
no,
you
that
would
was
get
the guy's question.
Yeah, okay. You would get the credit for saying like for if what was one of the cryptids we talked about?
Bigfoot
was real.
Yeah, yeah. Give me take all of them shits.
How sick? What? How sick would it be if like there was like a whole civilization of Bigfoot like creatures? And they've just been living in cave complexes for like
Smallfoot.
Thousands of years.
Huh?
You just described Smallfoot.
What's that?
What's that?
It's the kids movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
The kids movie about Yetis that live up in the mountains and they've been there for thousands of years. And LeBron James is one of the actors on it.
Oh shit!
Zendaya is the main character. That's one of my favorite.
I remember the movie.
It's a fire movie. It's really about Loki. It's about atheism. It's about like believing. it's a fire movie.
Is
bro.
It or did you make it about that?
Watch it. Watch it, nigga.
I'm gonna look into this.
Watch it, bro.
But then they have a ton of technology and psych.
So if you had to choose one of them, though, if you one cryptid, let's just say you gave up all your Pro Bowls, but could only pick one that you would get confirmation of, which one?
I would either say Bigfoot or Yeti, man, because they're primates, and so the link between us would be prevalent, right? And then if they are, I would say if they are alive, they would have to have a community that is aware that they're trying to hide, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and because they've done such a good job of evading our looking for them. Mm-hmm. So I would say they would have to be a little bit aware, and like maybe that's some kind of like evolutionary chain that we haven't really stumbled upon, or we miscounted, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It would just be interesting for science.
It's a good question.
I figured that would be the answer. I figured Arian would want to keep all.
Is there any award that you would not give up that you've received?
No, take all. Like none of the awards mean shit to me. Like literally, my mom. I don't have any. Anything I've ever, I can have an ESPY. I think my mom has that at her house. Like, I don't have any award at my house. Like, nothing. I don't have anything.
If you had a Super Bowl ring, would you give it up for that?
I get that shit up too. Hmm. Fuck that shit.
I don't think that's a fair question to ask. Like, if you had a Super Bowl
ring.
Sorry, Arian. That doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, guys. This is Gavin from Rockford, Illinois. I was just calling to wonder if you were all arrested for a crime. What do you each think you'd be arrested for? Love the show. You guys are all handsome. Love you all.
Good question.
Big T?
I will go first. I'm trying to think. Like
quadruple homicide.
I don't.
She was pregnant with triplets?
That's disgusting.
The doctor was a woman.
I'm trying to think if there's a legitimate answer to that, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would be wrongfully accused of, I don't know, something.
Murder, yes.
It's possible.
Right, just wrongfully.
Just wrongfully.
Well, that is my fear.
That wasn't my man's question, though. What would you be arrested for?
Like, what would you actually, like, what is something that you can see happening?
I jaywalk a lot to the point that it's gotten fairly dangerous.
Yeah? You're a repeat offender?
Yeah, dangerous I've...
Jaywalker,
huh? Like I've had some close calls here in New York.
Beating a homeless man to death?
You know what?
That's crazy.
If I have another run-in with the homeless, I might be liable to...
With the homeless, like they're just one...
There have been two separate incidents, and both of them have made me... Those are the two angriest, like, moments I've had since I've lived here.
So what's the new one?
What do you mean?
Do you have a new one?
No. The first one was before the one I talked about. It was okay, a couple years ago. Right. But yeah, so yeah, one of those two.
Okay. What about you, Billy?
Fighting off 30 to 50 incels in my backyard.
Getting taken down.
They run in packs like that, though?
Like an elephant with a bunch of lions around it?
No. I don't know. Probably, I actually...
You would get in trouble for some zoning issues given your apartment right now.
And like doping. Like, he would like... concoct some type of like
illegal concoction.
Yeah, illegal.
He would order some
muscle gainer.
Order some weird shit from China that's
arms like, dealer
that becomes illegal as it's being shipped over here. They just change the laws and then they track the package to Billy's door. And then Ben Mintz picks it up and Ben Mintz gets tackled by a swarm of FBI agents and immediately gives you up, narcs you out.
No. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Do that again.
It's not mine, officer. I swear. Hold it for free.
You sound like
it's Patrick Mahomes. I do one impression.
It's Patrick Mahomes, it's Mahomes mixed with the voice on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disney World. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not.
The wildest ride in the wilderness. that's what it sounds like.
When I first heard Patrick Mahomes' voice, it fucked me up.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. I just wasn't expecting it, man.
Yeah. I think he's got like a very distinctive, it's a nice voice. He sounds like super friendly and happy all the time. And he's a cool guy, but it is the first time you hear it when he's like, man, me and Coach Reed just went out there and we decided we were going to throw the dang football over the yard.
Do you think it makes you
short circuits your brain real quick.
Yeah, fuck me up. For sure.
Do you think it's one of those things where he had a high voice, but then he just tried to like
make it sound deeper? Like,
maybe that could be it,
you know?
Yeah,
that could make sense.
Aaron, what would you get arrested for? Animal abuse?
Nah, because I don't look for it, but
sounds like it finds you.
Yeah,
I mean, the dogs do find me. It'd probably be for something stupid, like weed or something. In Texas, because it's still illegal over there, so there's probably some silly like that.
About you, Avery?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, it'd probably be something like I play sports still. I do hockey, like men's league hockey and softball. And there's been some fights in men's league hockey where I've like considered like hitting someone like with my stick in the head.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, that could be that, and that's like a deadly assault. That's like a deadly weapon. That's like, yeah, that's like assault.
Do you have rage problems?
No, but there's been time like I'm like a teammate guy. So if like someone will do something bad to my teammate, which I've seen multiple times, like I just like I'm like
that's a good way to frame it. You're not mad. You're just protecting.
Correct.
Someone too good of a teammate.
Your weakness is your strength.
Yes.
They ride and you ride.
Yep. That's really it, though. I'm trying to think of anything else.
What about you, Mad Dog?
I'm terrified. I've thought about this before. I'm terrified that I'm going to get arrested for tax fraud.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
I think this is a recurring theme. Billy and I don't know what the fuck we're doing in terms of like financial. So I would be afraid that I wouldn't like file my taxes right, or I wouldn't know how to file my taxes, and I would do them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's technically tax fraud. But I would file my taxes wrong and the IRS would be out to get me. But honestly, part of my take kind of called my fears about that because Hank didn't pay his taxes for like 2 years one time.
Wow, yeah.
And he's fine. But I think I'm going to have to like, because this is going to be like my first year not as a dependent, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And so
But the good news is the government doesn't really want to go after you that bad.
Like, yeah, I don't have that. I don't have any money.
They probably owe you money, in which case they don't mind the fact that you're giving them an interest-free loan.
Yeah.
And so then you just get around to filing your taxes. When you do, then they pay you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go to like H&R Block or something like that.
So I've been doing, I was a volunteer income tax assistant, so I'd help.
Okay.
So, but the thing is with that, with this job, sometimes you, like there's, you end up putting your money in various weird places just like to stay up with what everyone's talking about. Be it like
Bill,
gambling.
You're starting to incriminate yourself very hard.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking
like
about?
Like crypto coins.
Okay, that's just a you thing. That's not a, just because we work here.
Well, yeah, like a lot of people do it here, and then you get like a fight check that you don't really know what to do with.
Oh, we like,
and like, do I pay that tax in West Virginia?
Then you don't know if all the mealworms that you buy count as an agricultural expense.
No, that's what.
And then you take the money and you put it into other things, yeah. But then you realize that that money was untaxed when you got it. So then you just put it into another asset, but then you have to take it out.
Yeah.
We're gaining a lot of insight right now.
Hey.
Yeah, Billy just taxes. Heavily incriminated himself. That's yeah. Fine.
Well, I luckily haven't gotten into that yet, and I don't gamble. And I'm also an intern still, so I'm still on an hourly wage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means in terms of taxes.
You get everything taken out of your check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not much to be taken out, but yeah. But then that, and also when I filled out my HR paperwork to work here, I didn't have an address in New York yet. So I put it in my home address. So I get paid, or I get Ohio taxes taken out, not New York taxes.
Oh.
So they're less of a, am I incriminating myself?
Yep. Let's move on.
Oh.
I am afraid that I will get arrested for stealing something. Because
fair.
Every time I go into a store, I always happen to have like a bottle of something on me. Or like a C4 can. Like I'll have a bottle of like Hal's sparkling water. Or I'll have some sort of drink that I bring into a store. And ever since I saw Home Alone, I've always been afraid of like walking out of a store holding something and having the cashier be like, thief, stop. And then I just like run
Officer,
out in that panic.
Stop that man.
Yeah, exactly. And then I get jacked up because I look shady sometimes. I look like a guy that could be a shoplifter. So that's a fear of mine. The other fear of mine is that I'm going to get arrested for selling fake IDs because the Virginia State Police are still looking for me. So there's that.
Did you used to sell
and
fake IDs?
And I used to allegedly sell fake IDs in college just for a period of time, just to...
Or was this your brother that used to
do it? No, it was my brother that used to do it. And he would sell fake IDs for just like a few weeks, a month or so at a time in college. And at one point, somebody got caught with their fake ID, told the police where they got it from. Next thing you know, I'm out of college. I'm living in Charlottesville, Virginia. I get a call from my dad and he says, or sorry, my brother gets a call from my dad and my dad says, hey, just letting you know, two Virginia ATF agents just pulled up to the house and asked me where you were. And I was like, oh no, what did you tell him? And he goes, I told him I had no idea where you were. At that point, I was like, my dad's a fucking G. Thank you,
Ryder.
Dad.
He's a Ryder.
I didn't know that he had that in him, but he was like, I wasn't going to tell him where you were. He's like, just be on the lookout that, like, I don't know what they're after, but they're looking for you. So I called a lawyer, had my lawyer get in touch with the Virginia State Police. They were looking into me for making copies of the state seal of Virginia. Excuse me, my brother making copies of the state seal of Virginia. And then my lawyer just basically told him to fuck off and that I wasn't going to talk to them. And so that's the last I've heard from them. But I do know some other people that got in trouble in that operation. So I'm always... Also, I went home that day, and then the lights all cut off in my house at night, and I was like, oh, shit, they're raiding me. My brother sold 15 fake IDs in college, and I thought I was getting, like, raided by a SWAT team. Anyways, still to this day, I'm afraid that that's going to catch up to me. So.
I think you're good, man. I think you'll be straight.
I think I'm okay.
I think you'll be straight, yeah. It's gonna be good.
Anybody need a fake ID?
I actually have two IDs right now, which is illegal. I had my old ID, right, and which my people applied for because I lost my wallet, And so, but then, so my people applied for a new ID. My separate, like my financial team, they have, I have like services around that they do shit like this for you for. But so I applied for the new one, but then in the midst of me waiting for them to hit me back, the people from, they used to, I used to have like, the Texans have a plug like at the DMV, he hit me back before they got back to me. And he was like, well, I'll just take you and we'll go get it. And I was like, bet. So we just retook the picture. But then they had put in the application. So, and they sent it anyway. So that I have two valid IDs, one of me with like short hair and then one of me with a new picture. Yeah. So
I actually think that the person that called in and asked this question is a cop. And they just successfully got us all to incriminate ourselves. Good job.
Oh, wait, fuck, I didn't think about that.
You'll make detective soon enough.
Hey, do you want to do one more? Or are we done?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. Now I'm really scared that some tax person is going to come.
No, you're good.
Okay. Are you more scared of the IRS or incels?
Aren't they both the same?
Different. I'm scared of them for different reasons.
That's their day job.
Incels, I haven't done anything to. So IRS probably.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, true. Okay, ready? Last one.
What's going on, guys? Joe from Illinois, and I got a hypothetical. You're being reborn as a human. You can pick where you want to be born, but you will be placed there in a random year in human history. So if you choose America, you could be born as one of the first Native Americans in America, or you could be born in 1920, live through the Great Depression, and die in World War II. Where would you want to be born? Love the show, guys. Thanks. Hmm.
Okay, so he cut out a little bit. So the gist of it is you get to pick a place where you're born again, knowing what you know now, but it's in a random time period. So if you picked America, it could be in the 1600s when it was before it was colonized, or it could be now, or if you picked, like, I don't know, like Egypt or wherever. Like it could be.
Am
like
I me? Am I black? Am I black?
You are black. You're you. It's you, but you just can choose wherever you want, but you can't choose the time period.
I'm definitely not picking America now.
It's a good question, though.
Like, there aren't a lot of places where it's been good for a while.
Yeah, really?
Bora Bora?
Okay, good answer. Because most places kind of suck. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Even the good places aren't that great, and you're taking a huge chance.
You're taking a chance.
Yeah, because it could be, I mean, if he said any period of time, it could be 10,000 years ago, and you're in the Ice Age or whatever, and you're with woolly mammoths.
Yeah. I'm going to say Galapagos, the Galapagos Islands. I love the Galapagos. They're on the equator, so it's never going to be that hot or that cold, really, or probably not that cold, at least. You got chill animals around you, plentiful ceviche. Good food, good beaches. Seems like a nice place to hang out. I don't think, I'm trying to think what the worst part of human history would ever be in the Galapagos Islands. It'd probably be just like, worst case scenario, just lonely, just bored a little bit.
Volcanic eruptions.
Yeah, it does have volcano on it. Yep, good point.
Hurricanes.
Did Americans take slaves from there?
Galapagos, no. Oh. No.
Also, I guess you're white, so.
Yep.
I would actually go back to the prehistoric times.
No, you don't get to choose that.
Wait. You picked the place.
We know that you would pick the place.
And then fate picks the time.
Oh, Jesus.
You'd be good in most eras, man. So you just pick the place that you want to be comfortable in.
Honestly, oh fuck yeah. No. I'd go in fucking ancient. No.
Oh my God. Name a country.
Greece.
You pick
Greece.
The place.
Greece there isn't a bad choice, though, because Greece, they have like a long history.
Yeah.
So,
of civilization.
So the chances are better there than most places.
Yeah. There was a point where it got fairly iffy, though.
It got fairly iffy, but Billy, listen, we don't judge. We don't shame.
Okay, but. Come on.
The heart wants what the heart wants, so Billy can be there. He can compete in any events that he wants.
Yeah.
They've got a long tradition of just athleticism.
Yeah.
And wrestling. A lot of wrestling.
Take a boat to Rome if it's during the bad time.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
And probably athletically compared to the ancient Greece, I'm probably like a specimen.
There you go.
Because their average height back then was like 5'2". So they'd probably think I was like Goliath. Like, turns out...
Definitely, you wouldn't be an Enzo there.
But who knows what they actually looked like back then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Regards.
They made statues of themselves. What do you mean?
I know, but those were all like...
I know, Billy.
Yeah.
I would change my answer if not Galapagos. I would say Italy, but for a lot of the same reasons that you said Greece. I think those are two sides of the same coin.
But Italy was pretty bad before the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't that chill. It like wasn't like Greece.
I'm trying to figure out what the size of a Greek.
Oh, you said Greece. Like,
Italy,
it's like
Italy wasn't that chill fairly recently either.
That's true. It's true. You're
Italy's only chill. Been chill for a little bit.
I think it's been off and on chill though.
Yeah, I guess.
Middle Ages would be pretty rough.
My answer is very simple. I'm in a seat right here. Yeah, I'll take my chances.
But there's only 275 years. That's a really small margin of
Billy. He said it could be any time in history dropped on the plot of land we are right now. It could have been thousands of years ago. It doesn't have to be since the incorporation of the United States.
I know. So the United States was only 200 years.
Billy, it could have been where we're sitting right now 5,000 years ago before the United States existed.
You guys are
right. But why would you want to live here before the United States existed?
I think he's saying he just loves America so much he'd rather take his chances.
I'm saying I'm taking my chances. It will be also like
you would be
a lot
hunted
of the places-
down like Sasquatch.
Well, first of all, in this guy's example, he said if you were born here, you would be a Native American. You're not being reborn as yourself. You're being reborn like you were born in that time period.
Imagine
in that place.
Imagine Big T just gets dropped. Big T just gets dropped in a Native tribe wearing all Tennessee gear.
Orange.
We're in hour 5 podcasting. The questions are hard to wrap your head around.
I respect Big T's choice. I would personally say just Tennessee if I were you.
Why?
Because I mean,
I'll go. I like exploring America. I'll go anywhere.
Okay, I'll take Tennessee then. I would like to be dropped in Tennessee. You can take the rest of the country.
Okay.
I guess I'm the real Tennessee fan here.
Yeah.
I'm still going Bora Bora.
Yeah, Bora Bora is a good choice too.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Is this a dumb answer if I say that one island that no one is allowed to go to, the like Sentinel Island, because it's been the same forever? Yeah. And if
That'd
I'm
be wild,
born,
though.
If I'm born into it, then they wouldn't kill me.
And like, yeah. Honestly, the whole world's protecting you to make sure that
yeah,
no
one's fucking
you.
With me.
Yeah, and I feel like the Sentinelese Islands, they don't. Like fight each other? Do
no,
they?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think they do. I think there's like two tribes that have been at war for like thousands of years.
No way.
Yeah.
How would we know?
Yeah, but how do you know? There's
they've been studying them.
How do you study them? They can't even touch. They can't
even
look at
drones.
Them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that would be my because it's like you kind of know what you're getting into no matter what time.
How do you know that somebody's at war for thousands of years by flying?
Because
drones
they know that there's two camps, like where they live. Like two.
Have they seen conflict?
That's they don't know why they don't live with each other.
We should just leave them alone. Look, they're flying drones
do
over.
They have
that's
COVID
so fucking
there?
Weird. That'd be an interesting question. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, right. If there's no outside, like connection, to like. COVID.
So their diet is fruits, tubers that grow wild on the island, eggs from seagulls or turtles, small game like wild pigs or birds. They carry bows and arrows as well as spears and knives. And unwelcome visitors have learned to respect their skill with all of the above. And they know how to use iron, which is pretty advanced. Salvage crews describe they light bonfires on the beach. No one knows their language. No one outside of North Sentinel Island actually knows what they call themselves, how to greet them, or what their view of the world is and their role on it.
I'm looking at a thing that said, okay, so in 2018, they killed an American missionary and tourist. No one knows how to greet them.
Yeah.
And it says that their language does not go along with those of neighboring islands.
Yeah.
Where is it on a map? Like, what's it by?
It's in between India and
like Sri Lanka, right? It's like
no, it's like northeast of Sri Lanka. It's is that Cambodia or Laos?
It's northeast.
Yeah. So it's like it's on the way to the Vietnamese subcontinent.
Okay.
From India.
It says there are only a handful of tribe members left.
It's not a bad choice, honestly. I like the creativity.
Yeah, I feel like your best chances are in Europe. Just like have like a good, because like you got the, you know, you could end up in the Renaissance or you could end up just like now.
It's the island's rated 5 stars.
On what?
On Google.
TripAdvisor. Google.
I'm gonna leave some nasty ass reviews Yelp for the Sentinelese Islands on Yelp.
Got here, got killed. It was actually
they didn't like my book.
What?
Let's see, Sentinelese.
Oh, okay. So on based on this article I'm reading, it said India takes a census based on photos taken from afar, and in its first census of the island taken in 1991, it estimated 117 people were living there, and in 2011 it only counted 15 people.
Oh jeez.
So it's like
you guys know about the boat that got too close, like the big the liner, and they discovered like different types of metals and stuff. Crazy. Yeah, dude, they started ripping apart the boat. And
they scrapped it?
Yeah.
And now they got a bunch of new
metal. Yep. They learned about all different types of things.
Jesus. So that's how I think if an alien ship crashed on Earth, how we would deal react with it. We like strip it and try to figure
out. Honestly, you're probably right. It would be a very similar reaction because we wouldn't know how to greet them or talk to them.
Yeah.
But if you've seen Arrival, there's ways that we can try to communicate. We should. We're going to view them as hostile, and I just think that's the wrong way to go, man.
Yeah.
That's what goes on these islands.
The thing is, this island isn't even that far from civilization.
Yeah, it's really not that far.
What is it called?
North Sentinelese Islands. Mm-hmm.
The like group of islands that it's on is home to like several indigenous groups. Oh, it's in between India and Myanmar.
I'm checking it out on satellite.
There you go. All right, we got anything else? We good to call it a day?
Good to go, man.
I think we're all good. Thank you guys for leaving voicemails.
Thank you guys. Good questions. Anything that we said on the show cannot be used to prosecute us.
I'm nervous.
It was all satire, parody law. We're joking. Yeah. Nice try, detective. Hello. You almost had us. We will see you guys on Tuesday morning for another episode of Macro Dosing. Love you guys.